Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons and Junkies presents Matt's Campaign, Season Finale, Part 1, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragonborn.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex.
Welcome back to Dungeons and Junkies, part of Game Junkies, of course. This is the season finale of the quote-unquote OG campaign, which is the Edenoid campaign, which we started with just two players and my good self, but obviously we now have a fantastic foursome. So we'll go around the table and yeah, I've had the same thoughts and I'm trying to ignore it now. Right, so I'm getting heckled already. Get in your den. Go back to your den. Men.
Yeah, tell me about it. I say as a lesbian.
Thank you, Christopher. Now, as I was saying, now if everyone wants to go around the table and just remind everyone at home who is playing what character, and we'll start with Kerry.
Well, I'm playing Alili, the Pocket Dragons extra. She is a tiny paladin, and she's just kind of done with everything at the moment.
That is an understatement, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. And I can start with inspiration, just so everyone knows.
You do start with inspiration because something happened in your campaign. Fantastic. For the first time in history it's ever happened in D&D. Okay, so we're also going to go to the next person, which is, we'll go with Caitlin next.
I'm Caitlin. I play Tinker, who is a gnome sorcerer who likes setting things on fire and is honestly getting tired of these idiot shenanigans.
It is getting that way. Okay, Chad?
I am Chad, and I am playing Corsoon Inamictus, the tiefling rogue assassin, who Mick. Can double as a detective, or also known as Mick by everyone in the party. No matter how much he hates it. But yes, also doubles as a detective or any other job that might get him into a bar or a free key or anything else he might want.
Or it turns out, a brothel. Right. And finally, Alex.
And I'll be playing Rain, the Dragonborn throwing, unicorn riding, dog squashing, werewolf shooting, giraffe shapeshifting, wood elf ranger.
Okay, if you actually went woo at the end there, Alex, with a perfect there riff off. Oh, there you go. Perfect. Okay, and I am literally everybody else in the world. So we will start the show the way we always do. You guys have been heading north for a while. It has been a while since your last adventure. So in canon, we are going to say it's been probably around 5 days since you left the place where you ended up eviscerating a bard. Heading north, looking to eventually find yourself this damn mask that has been in Rain's possession since the day he met Alili, pretty much. We join the action, as it were, as you guys are cresting the hill, probably with Tinker sick and tired of all of Rain's mischief, whilst also now in possession of a manticore who is going through its teenage years, it feels like. Because they grow up fast, they do, in Edenoid, of course. So you're cresting the hill, and before you lays a city, a walled city, and it is basically, it's doused in snow. It's pretty much the first city you've come to. It started to get chilly, it's been getting close to the city, but this one has had snow, and there is a city with snow on all the rooftops you can see.
Oh, look, Winterfell.
Rain, you are familiar with what that town is. You recognise it quite easily as the town of Scarab Bray, your hometown.
Welcome home.
I don't live here.
Well, I was welcoming myself home, actually.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Don't you talk to yourself?
Not really.
I do. Sometimes I need a civilised conversation around here.
I mean, that's fair. Also, you have a deity you could talk to.
While they're all arguing with each other, I would quickly like to use my thaumaturgy to change my eye color to all black so that my scar doesn't show. And I would also like to quickly use my disguise kit to quickly cover up my scar and also to... No, just cover up my scar.
I'm not... Can you roll me a d20, please, Chad?
That I can. That is a 16.
Okay, you cover the scar pretty well. I wasn't doing it to see if you could actually do the disguising, just see how well you covered it up. It's a pretty good cover-up job you do. You hide all of your distinguishing marks. I'm guessing you guys are heading into town.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as you begin to head towards the town. There's some guards on the door, as it were. There's some guards at the gates. They've got their pole arms up, and they are basically awaiting. They see you approaching, and they basically eye you pretty warily.
Stand aside. We need access.
Name?
Rain.
Don't know one called Rain.
I mean, it has been over 200 years.
I step forward at this moment and go, sorry for our friend here. We are a band of travelers just looking for some hospitality, some lodging for the evening. We've been on the road for a long, long period, and we're just looking for a little lodging for a night or two at the most.
Well, we do like having travelers come to this town. It's good. It's good business. Good money. Good trade. Tell you what, there is a tavern two streets from here. They've got beds and they've got bed and board there. It's reasonably priced, not too much, you know. So head there by all means. But no trouble. Like, we don't want no trouble here. Okay. Us, the Reapers, we run this town. We don't want nothing happening in this town, all right?
No, good sir. Of course not. All glory to the Reapers, and yes, we'll head to the bar.
Okay. Are you all following?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just finger-gunned them as I walked
past. He sort of gives you a curt nod just to say thank you sort of thing. And Caitlin, you can have inspiration. Because
yeah.
I actually enjoyed that. Because I feel it was my benefit, but no, so even better. Okay,
it's
so.
Gay hello.
Excellent. That's a good point, it is actually. Okay, so as you head through the streets, following the instructions that the guard gave you, you do see a lovely tavern. It looks like a basic Tudor sort of building, lots of beams outside, and it has a sign outside saying, The Babbling Walrus.
Do they sell Scotch eggs?
Maybe not. But, okay, so are you going in? Or are you sticking outside?
Okay. I would like, before we step in, to kind of stop all of the rest of the party and say, my business is in here. You three... Do what you want, but please leave me be for a while. I must find someone, and I don't need either of your three shenanigans to upset them, bother them, or screw this up for me. So here you go, and I pull out a small little purse with 5 gold coins, and I hand it to Tinkerer, and I go, Do what you will, get us rooms, have drinks, but I have to attend to this.
Whistle if you need assistance.
Okay, so inside the tavern, it's a basic setup of a basic tavern. It looks homely, it looks nice, looks warm and inviting, which is a blessed relief for you being outside, of course. Okay, so who is going where? Who's doing what, well, for that matter?
I would first like to scan the room, just and look over all of the other patrons who are in the bar at this time.
Okay, intelligence investigation check, Chad. Beat me a 10 for that. Alethea, what are you doing to do?
She can't feel her feet, so she's going to go and find something warm to drink.
Okay, something warm to drink. Okay, you head to the bar then. Excellent. Tinker, right? What are you doing?
I'm just going to sit in one of the corners, be a bit incognito, I think.
You're going to be incognito. Okay, cool. Tinker?
Okay, I'm going to go up and see if I can sort bed and drinks for the party.
Okay, cool. Lovely. Okay, so whether you're doing that, what did you get, Chad?
I got a 9, but thankfully I get plus 2. So okay. I got 11.
Okay, you do see someone of note that you sort of recognize at the bar.
Alright, I will approach the bar and this person, and I will quietly say, under my breath almost to them, what does the lightning fear?
Roll me a charisma performance check, please, Chad.
That's a 3 plus 3. That's a 6.
Okay. You what?
Nothing at all, sir. Just, asking if you knew anything about the lightning.
Hasn't stormed here for days, mate.
Fair enough. I'm gonna head off then. Just wondering about the weather. I'm if you will, someone who studies the weather. So I'm gonna check myself and look about.
Okay, you can look for someone else. Do another second check for that. Tinker, the landlord behind the bar is like, what a bee.
Hiya, do you have any beds available for the night?
I have got 2 rooms available. I have got this one, he shows the key, and another key, like that. I've got one the twin room, one the double bed.
Okay. I'm here with my... I kind of gesture at Alili and Rain. I don't gesture at Mick.
Okay. Right, well, what I'll do is I'll give you the twin room and hand the twin room key to you. And this one for your friend in the corner over there.
Lovely. Do you have somewhere I could... I kind of gesture to Demos. He is house trained.
That's my next question. We will sort out anything you need for him within reason. We'll be able to find for you within reason.
Yeah, it's just a bit of meat and some water, really. He's not a fussy boy.
We'll sort that from the kitchen for you. Not a problem at all. We'll sort that for you.
Just wanted to check because some places have rules.
Well, don't worry. We don't have any bad meat here. Don't worry about that. We heard by Raven that some vid was serving manticore as a meat product.
Yes, they served that to me. I was not happy.
I can't imagine why. I can see why. Absolutely. We do not do that here. We only serve the finest elk.
Lovely.
Excellent. So
I pay the man, I guess.
He takes the gold pieces accordingly, and also hands a pitcher of ale to you as well.
Cheers. And then go sit somewhere.
Okay, cool. He sees Alethea at the bar, like, what a bee.
I'll just have some of your ale then, please.
Okay, would you like chilled or would you like warm?
Warm, please.
Warm cider. Okay, he hands you a warm mead. Like, if you need any more, don't worry. From what I can tell from your known friend, you're part of the party. We'll just put on the tab. You'll need more. Okay.
Cool. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. At this point, what did you roll, Chad?
15.
Okay. You see someone else who may be likely candidate at the end of the bar.
All right, I'll approach them again. And once again, under my breath, I will say, what does the lightning fear?
The very a gruff reply under the breath replies, the sunshine.
And with that, I give him a nod, and I look to see if there is... I motion to a table that is off in the corner, away from where Rain is. Not the same table Rain's at, but another corner.
Okay, opposite corner to him, then?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so what is happening? Rain, what are you doing?
Nothing, really.
You're just sitting there, no alcohol. You're just sitting there being quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to go home in a minute.
That'll be the first time for anything, I suppose. Okay, so you guys are all okay at the moment. Right. Okay, Mick.
And I'm saying this all quietly, and I look about to make sure no one's, you know, kind of paying attention to the two of us, and say, all right, I'm here. I've said your thing. I need the gold, and I need the specifics.
Right. The target in question... You know my name?
Fulgore.
Fulgore, yes. Okay. Now, remember, we don't care how you do it. Okay. But he's been too much of a liability for too long. So he gives you half of the half upfront payment. Like, you'll get the other half of the upfront once I know you're not going to just kill me at the end of conversation. Earn my trust first.
Sir, I've been working for this our organization for over a decade at this point. For you to question that I would go against a contract when this upfront payment to me is nothing. I'm only here for the end payment. I will do nothing to you, sir. And I actually, at this point, I'm a little annoyed that you would even think that I would. I will let this transgression pass, but pay the rest of the upfront payment. The contract was written as the contract was written.
Roll me intimidation check, please.
That is a dirty 20.
Okay. Look, whilst you're absolutely right, I fully agree with you, I need to remind you that we did hear word that you visited the Thieves' Market a few towns away. And you weren't alone when you were asking for information about a man who was missing. And we know you work alone, so why are you with that elf? He points
you already said you didn't care how I got the job done. My business is my business. It is my contract, and who I associate with is none of your damn business. The specifics, sir. Before someone notices us in this corner, and this becomes a lot bigger issue than any of just the two of us talking.
He hands over the rest of the payment and says, fine. The man, Fulgore, will be at the chariot racing this afternoon. He will be taking part on the third chariot. It is imperative that he finishes in second place before he is killed.
So you're saying that not only do I have to end this man's life, escape with my own, I also have to rig a chariot race?
You asked the specifics. I didn't care how you kill him, but it must be done a certain way, as in time-wise.
How am I going to receive the final payment? Because I'm not going to be able to hang around this area after the job's done. Payment.
After this, I shall leave, and I shall have a payment arranged, and I shall have it left to be collected at... we'll find... Oh, for the well, just outside of town on the western side. will have it left in the well.
And you realize, if the full payment isn't there after I complete my job, which I will find you.
I tell you what, to show you that I won't screw you over, how about this? If you do, I know you weren't expecting the extra little bit. Since there is a bit extra to it, we'll give you double the payment.
With that, Korsun puts out his hand to shake and says, a contract is a contract. I will take that deal and the job will be done.
The man shakes your hand very quickly and then stands up, nods, and leaves the bar.
With that, I will go and join Tinker with his pitcher of beer.
Okay, cool.
Want a drink?
Yes, drink. How do you feel about chariot races?
I mean, I've read a lot about them. I haven't really been to one.
Do you think that either of the other two, specifically Rain, you think we could get him to enter a chariot race? Because I need a distraction, and that is what I hired you all for.
Can Rain turn into a horse?
No, I can. But I can summon the horse through my ocarina.
Oh yeah, we have your horse.
I
forgot that by the looks of it.
Even with the fact that Rain, I guess his elf ears are really good and just could hear us talking. But we summon Rain over to the table and also Alili, because we gotta chat.
Did I notice Matey point at me?
Roll me a wisdom insight check, Alex. A 15.
That's a 16.
16. You noticed, but you didn't know in which context.
What is it then?
All right. As I said, I hired you all for a job, and I've been given the job, and I said I would pay you. And at this moment, I am saying I will offer you all 200 gold pieces each if the task is completed as I say it is. But you are to listen to every word I have to say, and we need to do it exactly as I say is such.
How much are you going to pay?
That is not your concern. You are offered 200 gold pieces, which, by the amount of money that I've seen you all spend on anything, is more money than you've probably ever seen. I think it is well worth your time.
Speak for yourself.
I can assure you I've seen more than 200 gold.
I'm a gnome. Gold.
200 of your own gold. Not that you mined out and had to give to someone else.
Yeah, still. I'm a rock gnome, not a mountain gnome. Gnomist.
200 gold is the offer.
Depends what the job is.
I want you to run in a chariot race, and I would like you to win, and also make sure a certain other racer gets second.
Who is the racer?
Wait. Way back when you hired us, you said you had a job, and you also said you were an assassin. Therefore, why would you be hired to rig a race and not kill a guy?
Oh, I will be killing someone. But, as I said, I hired you to help me in my distraction. You need not worry about the death that will occur. I just need you to help in the race. A simple job, and for 200 gold pieces each, I feel a very fair price.
So what's the details then?
Who
do I have to beat?
The race is today. You must beat. He's the second in command of the Reavers around here. He's a real dickhead, honestly. And you have to beat him, but he has to come in second. His name is Fulgar.
So, would either of us heard of him?
You won't have heard of him, Tinker.
Because I have been north.
Okay, well, roll me a wisdom insight check. You're looking a bit of 20. Alex, roll me a wisdom insight check, please, and just tell me what you hit.
16.
Okay. What did you hit, Tinker?
That's a sign. That's a 20.
Okay. You've heard the name, Tinker, but you aren't fully aware of where from. But you recognize the name and know it is someone who is pretty well known in this town. But that's all you are aware of. Because you haven't as much experience with this. Rain, you do know the name, but because of how long you've been away from here, you're not aware of their of who they are in the Reapers. You remember when you got the note of the name, but that was all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first things first, we need to procure a chariot and a horse. Ranger, any ideas on the horse?
I've got that coming.
I'm going to regret giving you that horse, aren't I? Pretty sure. Okay, as Ellie Lee, anything from you?
I'm not sure what I have to offer towards this.
Well, Ellie Lee, with your size, I feel we could use you to cheat. And you have that wonderful pole arm yourself. If we could hide you somehow in a chariot, we could use you to maybe take out the other racers without them knowing you're there.
Right. I don't see how I have much of a choice in this, do I?
Where do they throw out some of the chariots that have been like a bit damaged and things? Because, I mean, you've seen me work with tools before. I could fix one up pretty easily.
Well, that is something we'll have to find out. At this point, I would like to kind of, I guess, exit. Or actually, I'd like to go up to the bar. I'd like to talk to the bartender. And I would like to chat with them and ask them, Bartender, have you heard of any chariots around here that could be procured? Me and my traveling friends have heard about the races that are coming this afternoon and would love to enter.
Well, it's a very hard thing to do. You know, the Reapers run that race.
Well, that's all right. Who would we talk to, then, about getting into this said chariot race?
You need to talk to the head of the Reapers.
Where can I find him?
No one wants to find the head of the Reapers.
Well, I'm a ballsy sort of tiefling, and okay. I think that my crew can make this chariot race fast and furious.
Well, true. Well, it's, you know, it's early afternoon. You can usually find him in the churchyard.
Fantastic. Thank you, good sir. And I'll flick him a gold piece.
He catches it and bites it and then puts it in the till.
I'll go back to the rest of... So I found who we need to talk to about getting into said chariot race. So I think I should go and handle the chatting with said person.
I'll come with you on that.
Is this a real good idea, Rain? Should you really be coming with me?
Yes, I think so.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You go sort the horse.
The horse will take 10 minutes to get.
Yeah, go spend the 10 minutes getting it.
It makes sense for me to go, because I know the person.
No, you don't. It's been 200 years.
Actually, it's been 11.
1100 years?
I can't give you dumb information, Caitlin, but very good.
If you know the guy, and considering I've spent a few weeks with you, he probably doesn't like you.
I mean, I didn't leave here on the better terms, but...
Then why would you talk to him about letting you into a race that he runs?
Because he will let me in.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Tinker downs the pitcher of ale.
All right.
Tinker, I can't give you information, but you have advantage on your next two rolls.
Yay. Well, I get up and head out.
No, with that, I yell at you, stop, fine. If you want to come with, I'm annoyed, and I kind of wave you back over. At least, let me change how you look a little bit. I don't want to deal with him knowing who the hell we are. That is not what we're here to do. Why would I want them to know who we are?
What do you want him to look like?
Not himself would be the best course of action, I feel.
Okay. What kind of appearance do you think would be the least obnoxious for the man you're talking to?
Well, in a recent fan fiction that I had to destroy the entire shop for, the writer was known as Numbar.
Leave my camp out of this.
That would be a good disguise. That is quite a good looking elf.
Rain, inspiration.
Okay, you said it's technically not meant for this. Can I use disguise self on Rain to make him look like a slightly worse version of Nunbark, because no one is as good as Nunbark.
You did my Nunbark accent.
I really.
I'll go
Alex. I love it to go with way. I tell you what, I'm not gonna make you. And again, I'm not gonna make you roll for the disguise, but I'm gonna make you roll for the quality of the disguise.
It's magic.
So, yeah, I know, but bearing in mind you don't know what Nunvart looks like, so.
Any modifiers to put on?
No, just roll a d20 and tell me what you get.
Is it gonna look like a charity shop?
Me rolling it, Alex.
Yeah, it's you got it's Tinker rolling, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say that's pretty good because I rolled a 17.
I rolled a 16, so we're fine.
It's a pretty good likeness. If it had been under 10, it would have been something out of a charity shop. But it's not too bad.
Like a Netflix adaptation of Nunbark.
It's not too bad. It's not quite. So now Rain looks like Nunbark. A sentence I didn't think I'd be saying this morning when I woke up. Right, okay, so.
I mean, I guess if I'm bringing him with, I should just bring everyone with. And we could just present ourselves as the running chariot crew. So I think that's our best course of action, is to just go present ourselves and see if we can get into this race.
And if you're going to a churchyard, put it good and have a paladin with you.
Be the engineer.
So with that, I feel that we have all are now in agreement that we're heading to the churchyard to meet with the head of said reapers.
You say that like we had a choice.
I'm paying you.
This spell only lasts an hour, by the way.
Well then, let's get on our horse and get going.
Speedwalk.
Okay, so you make your way to the churchyard, no problem at all. We'll say it'll take about 10 minutes. Okay, so when you get there, the churchyard is, well, it's covered with snow. The graves are covered with snow as well. And it looks like a nice church. You can't see which deity it is to, but it's a nice place. I need all of you to do me an investigation check, please.
17.
Critical one.
Okay.
20. Dirty.
Okay, cool. Alex?
7.
Okay. Kwasun can't see anything in the church at all. He's focused on, you know, looking for a person, but he doesn't see the person he's looking for because, you know, as he turns around, the person in question goes behind a tree. That sort of thing. However, the other three do see a figure. But I need Rain and Alili to roll me an insight check real quick, please. And you want to... You want 19. To get this... Okay.
19.
You both recognize the person in question. It's Cruncher.
I didn't write anything down.
Cruncher is the... If you remember from the first episode, is the guy who was working for Count Dragon who escaped.
Oh.
Bastard. Thank God I'm disguised.
He probably doesn't really want to see me then, so I'm just going to pull my hood up.
Okay. Okay, we're going to I'll give you advantage for deception roll if you need to do that then, okay? So remind me. Okay, so...
I will notice that They Alili put their hood up and go,
yeah.
Do you need, like, do you need more help with this? Like, I can give you a disguise. And at least change the color of your scales.
That might not be a bad idea. Thank you.
I would like to use my disguise kit on Alili okay. and change the color of her scales to okay. Red.
Okay, normal check for that one. Just roll it to me again.
Well, that's a 15, but I am proficient with my disguise kit, so that's a 17.
Okay, so you have turned Alili into a pint-sized red dragonborn. You don't get the benefits of a red dragonborn. You are still the dragonborn that you are.
You just rub paprika into her scales.
Pretty much.
Actually, I used all the lipstick that I had in my disguise kit at this time. Oh. And I just covered her just completely.
But what will we wear for the drag show?
I just don't know. Thankfully, as a tiefling, my lips are also just naturally luscious and beautiful, so I don't have to worry about it.
Excellent. How did you know the finale, by the way, Caitlin? Fantastic. Right, okay. We move. So, as you do see the half-robotic guy across there, and he does notice the four of you enter the churchyard, and he...
I wave. Just like a happy, like, hello wave.
He notes the wave and walks towards you. Who are you?
Hello, good sir. We are a traveling band of chariot racers. And I was told at the local tavern that today is the tavern race, or the chariot race, and that we would like to enter. Our stud elf rider right here, our mechanic gnome, and our wonderful pint-size, you know, mascot.
Why do I get the crap job?
I thought he was going to say co-pilot, but he didn't go there. Right, okay. Okay, so you're looking to enter my race, are you?
It's your race. Oh, yes, I apologize that I didn't say it nicer then. I was just told that you would be here in the churchyard. I've never met you before. My name is Mick. And I am the, I guess, financier of said chariot team here.
Okay. So you're on a bankroll in this outfit. Okay, so the gnome, you say it's a mechanic.
Oh, yes.
Name's Thomas.
Okay, nice to meet you, Thomas. Do you have a chariot?
Unfortunately, we are not traveling with a chariot, as we did not realize that we would come upon a town having a chariot race. But with my mechanic here and willing to work, we don't even need a nice chariot. We would take something that's even, would you say, broken down, if you'd allow us to enter your race.
I like the challenge.
Well, I've got some of those. I will need something in deposit for the loan of one.
Oh, of course. I am more than willing to part with a few gold coins to put a deposit down on a broken down chariot.
He puts his hand up and shakes his head. No. I'm not interested in money. I want something valuable. I want an object of value. Something which you think is unique and will not be... something that I couldn't buy in a shop. I like collecting things.
Let me chat with my team real quick and see anyone might have.
Go ahead. I have graves to attend to. I'm the caretaker here, as well as making sure that the reapers run smoothly. So, as you will. And he goes back to attending to the graves for a moment.
Okay. Anybody know anything about this guy?
No clue.
Nope.
No?
Can I insight that? Because that was
Can I insight both of these lying mofos right now?
You may both do with the insight checks, yes.
Can I do it with advantage? Because I already saw Lily pull up her hood trying to hide her appearance.
Yes, you may indeed. And you still have advantage, Tinker, so you can do the same.
19.
That's a 17.
Okay, you both can tell that they know something, but it's not a whole lie.
Lily's just casually kind of hide behind Rain a bit.
I thought we were done with the lies after the whole demonic bard dude.
I mean, we said we'd explain it later, just not there.
We never quite got round to telling.
Yeah, it's been like 5 days.
We've been traveling.
Yeah, we walked all the way here.
Like, I'm fine doing the job for Mick here, but I'm getting sick of you two's bullshit. I almost got murdered by that guy.
Yeah, the fuck is going on with this guy? You clearly know something.
We can explain, but just not here. Needs to be
10 days from now after we've walked across the country.
We don't have time for your bullshit right now. We have to get into this chariot race, or you're not getting paid. I guess that's the only thing that needs sense.
This chariot race, not us.
Just so you know, he is out of earshot at current.
Oh, good, because Alelia might have just raised her voice a bit.
Inka definitely raised it.
Okay, you.
I was gonna say, we all kind of are probably yelling at each other at this point.
I did roll for it, and thankfully I rolled a 1, so he was out of range. So.
I turned to Alelia and go, I am paying you to be here, and I just disguised you to make sure that you didn't get caught. So please, I was trying to be nice about this. Tell me what the fuck is going on.
Not.
I'm on Mick's side here.
I can walk away from this at any time.
Mick is just annoyed. Like, you can literally just feel the, like, heat coming off of his tiefling body is the annoyance that is coming off of Mick.
Mick, do you think he'd take either... I could whip up a little music box or a clockwork toy if he's interested. They're handmade by me, so they are technically unique.
Tinkerer, I love everything that you are saying right now, and let's go with that.
Yeah, we'll deal with this shit in a minute.
All right, so I would like to present whatever Tinkerer would like to make to said, you know, graveskeeper.
Yeah, if we'd been traveling for 5 days, I will have made a couple of these.
Okay, cool.
Just because they're like the kind of thing, is the kind of thing Tinker does while he thinks.
Okay.
I would like to say it's a music box, a very classic music box that plays Eye of the Tiger.
Okay, it plays Eye of the Tiger, but on like a harmonica.
Yeah.
Inspiration to you, Chad. You guys are killing it tonight. Loving you so much. Right. Okay. Right, so you're presenting a music box to the half-android.
Yeah.
Okay. He looks up and is like, I see. It's a music box.
You're darn right, sir. And it is one of a kind. And you will never hear this tune played anywhere else the same way. I promise you that.
You know, it's so good. I'm not even going to make you roll for that. That was brilliant. He accepts the music box and looks it over like, I haven't seen anything like this before. It's definitely qualified in something I would like as part of my collection.
Don't see these outside of gnome culture normally, so consider yourself special.
I will add it to my collection. Thank you very, very much, Thomas. Thank you. He hands you a piece of paper which has on it directions to a barn near the Colosseum. In there, you will find both a working chariot and a broken down one. You can have your choice of either. If you want to fix up the one to your own specifications, you may do so, or you can take the already made one. That is your decision. I will see you all in the race. I wish you the best of luck, but personally, I think you're going to have a hard job beating my second in command.
Well, we thank you for this opportunity, good sir. And I reach out my hand to once again shake the half android snake. And I didn't catch your name.
Cruncher. Cruncher, my name.
Thank you, Cruncher, good sir. Does he shake my hand?
He returns the handshake, yes.
Awesome. With that,
he heads inside the church.
cool. With that, I turn back with fire in my eyes, staring at Rain and Alili, and kind of just motion, and I kind of storm off into the street area.
I have fire in my hands, and I follow back.
I follow along as Nunvark would walk.
Alex has been saying some very derogatory things about my character lately.
You can't walk as well as Nunvark. You ain't got the strut.
I'm the Netflix adaptation. Of course I'm not going to do it as well.
My man Nunvark is a runway model.
Yeah, you are a terrible imitation. You're the Vegas imitation.
You're the dollar store imitation of a Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Right, Alina okay.
Alina realizes she's being left behind, so she just follows. She doesn't really okay. want to, but she'll do it.
Okay, so you're out in the street now from the churchyard. Are you heading straight? Are you doing anything here, or are you heading straight to the...
I'm going to turn to them once again and go, all right, he is gone. Explanation time.
I want to make sure no one's around first.
Yeah, wisdom check, Alex, please.
That is a 14.
There is nobody within earshot.
Okay, well, I whisper to him, it's related to murder.
Great. How about a little more definition than that?
And yeah, by a little, I mean explain the whole thing, or things start getting nasty.
It's related to the murder of Count Dragon. That's all I can say over here.
You idiots are the ones who killed Count Drago?
Technically, it was me.
Oh, that explains so damn much.
Tinker, roll me Intelligence Arcana check, please.
What?
Alex, also do the same.
13.
Okay. As Rain mentions the word Count Dragon, both the masks in both your backpacks pulse with heat for about 2 seconds.
Does anyone notice mine apart from me?
Only you do notice it.
Okay. Just because I didn't tell them I took it. So.
Yeah.
I was not aware that was you two.
Yep. I mean, we sort of got dragged into it. It wasn't intentional.
We didn't
so he was the issue us, with so... the guy we just saw. Why were you both so freaked out by him?
Because he was with him.
Well, why the hell didn't you just say that right away?
Well, because it's not
that because very... he knows me.
Pointing in your face and swearing at you.
Wait, so if he knew you guys, that's fine. Like, you didn't know till we turned up. But when we turned up, why didn't you two just hightail it the other direction and we deal with him?
Wouldn't that have looked more suspicious?
And I was disguised.
He was looking at a grave. Yeah, I drop your disguise now. I'm angry.
Okay. Nunvark disappears and Rain appears in his place.
Not so pretty now, are you?
The lipstick is still on your scale, by the way, Lily. It's fantastic. Right, so...
At this point, I would like to head towards the directions that they give us to go to get the chariot. And I say, well, I guess that's enough information at this moment. Let's just get this job done. I will pay you. We can fight about this after the job is done and everyone is paid. We'll see where we go from there.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm guessing you all head together to the directions that were given to Mick. Which leads you towards the Colosseum, which is a high-walled structure. It's sort of the same sort of shape as the one you'd see in, like, in Greece, but, you know, not as tall and not as broken. You can tell that this is a place which has a regular chariot race going on inside of it. And you can see where the shed is on the west side of the building, where you can find the chariot in question.
I would like to go to said shed, and I would like to take the broken down chariot and tell everyone, all right, this is our chance. We can put this chariot together, we can hide Alili in it, and take out said other racers.
And how do you propose I do that?
You have that...
I think people would notice if a 6 foot long Owlbeard was sticking out of a carrot.
Well, I'm hoping that Tinkerer can make it appear that your pole arm is coming out of the wheel. Because all of the chariots are equipped with these spiked wheels. And if it's just kind of, you know, jutting out of there, people aren't going to notice it as much. So I feel that with that mentality, we could easily, you know, take out the chariots without too many eyes noticing. Plus, these people are up in the stands. They're not right on top of us.
Alright.
Okay.
I always have a plan. Tinkerer, you think you can work up something with the wheels like that?
Theoretically, I take a look at the chariot that Mick has dragged out.
You think it's gonna, it may take an hour or so, but you think you can figure, you can think you can probably put it together in enough time. As long as you're interrupted.
As long as one of you, whoever is less useful with dexterous things, can you keep an eye out just so we don't get interrupted, slash they don't see the amendments I'm making?
I was about to say, next step is I would love Rain. You said you can get yourself a horse. You get that horse and kind of cover up us and, you know, distract everyone with your horse. That would be a wonderful thing.
Okay, I walk out and play the opponent song on my Orcree.
Roll me a d8.
To play.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah.
Critical 8. Is it critical? Okay. Something?
Yeah. It will take 8 minutes for it to arrive. That's okay. Right, so while that's happening, Alili, what is your dexterity?
14 plus 2.
Okay, so that means you're pretty dexterous. So you're probably, depending on it's your halberd, you probably can, like,
I was gonna say, it would be best if Alili was involved with the constructions, as we have to make sure that her halberd will not inform anyone of what's happening.
Okay, cool. So it it takes about an hour to construct it exactly how you will. I will quickly see. Nothing disturbs the building of a chariot. So you actually are able to build it to a satisfaction that you feel could potentially build win you the race. Your horse has arrived. It looks exactly like Roach.
Phobos, do you mean?
It's Phobos, but it looks like Roach from The Witcher. So it looks exactly the same as that.
Did it spawn on a roof?
It did, but the roof was next to a hill, so it just jumped. So I was able to jump off and walk down. So it wasn't the worst appearance in the world it could have been. Okay, so you have your horse, you have your chariot, you have your cheat plan in play.
How much time do we have till the race starts?
You've got about half an hour.
You better get going, man.
You've got half an hour if you want to do anything in town before you go into the Colosseum.
What if I want to go into the Colosseum and try and, like, scout around to, like, the premier boxes where the upper class would be, as I have played myself off being the banker of said team?
You can do your best to do so, yes. You can do that, definitely. Anyone else want to do anything before you head inside the Colosseum proper?
Where are the chariots of the other races?
They are in different sheds around the Colosseum.
Are any of them unattended currently?
Roll me an inside check.
11.
Some are, some aren't.
Those that are unattended, could I just loosen the steering a little bit just so it's a bit harder for them?
I will say roll me a d8 and the number, and you can add your dexterity to it.
Woo, a whole one.
Okay, so
no, I meant like, I add one, so that's an 8 plus 1.
Okay, you managed to sabotage the steering of 9 chariots.
There's 2 chariots in this race, isn't there?
There's 20 chariots taking part in the race. Colosseum's a big place, still, to be fair, so it's a big circle. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenging race.
Before I go in to do my exploration as well, I look at Rain and everyone. I go, we should do something about his face again. I don't know if Tinker wants to help again, or otherwise we should just cover it up in a helmet or some sort of something.
Go helmet, because if I get found or attacked or whatever during the proceedings, the spell will drop.
Fantastic. I would like to look around before I go inside for some kind of helmet to stick on Rain's head.
You could do that with an investigation check, no problem. Alili, what are you going to do before you head inside? Have you got a plan? Anything you want to do?
Sulk for a while and then get ready to sabotage people's chariots.
Okay, excellent. So you're fully on board with the plan, it seems, though. So atonement will be needed to that at some point.
It's a means
I want to... Before we carry on, I want to, like, encourage people to bet on my horse and carriage.
Okay, so, okay, this is going to be an interesting one. So you're going to...
Give Alili the rest of the ale.
Okay, so you're going to go and try and convince someone... Are you doing this with as you are?
No, I'll wait for the helmet to be on first and we're
okay.
Racing here.
Okay, what...
Cover clothes, if that counts.
If you want to change... You can change your clothes if you want to. What did you roll, Chad?
I rolled a 11 plus 1. So
11 plus 1. You find a helmet, but it's not the biggest. It's going to be a tight squeeze.
I've worn a go-kart helmet, so I think it will do.
I just pop the helmet on Rain's head, and then with my other hand, nice little hammer blow, bop, to make sure it goes on to cover his face.
Alec, roll me a d4.
1.
Points of damage. Right.
But at least he has a damn helmet on.
Chad, also roll me a d4.
How much do you hurt your hand?
4.
4? You cut your hand open because there was a spike on top of the helmet.
Cool.
Okay, so. I'm being that DM tonight, I'm sorry. Weapon in the ball pit is fantastic. Right, so you're now going to go and try and convince people to bet on you. Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are you going to try and convince?
How many people are here, actually?
Well, the crowd's starting to gather, they're ready to go in. So we're talking about 50 people so far.
5, 6, I don't want to overdo it. I'm trying to be a bit of a kick, though.
Okay, that's going to be charisma performance check. But before you roll it, tell me what you say.
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I would probably be like...
Oh, I want to be incognito, he says, as he goes out into the crowd and tries to get them to actively bet on him.
If you want your money to go somewhere, it would be betting on me.
Okay. Okay, Caribbean performance check. Looking to... You have got a helmet on and you're waving it over clothes. I'm going to say make it a 10.
What's performance?
Charisma performance.
22.
Okay. You get 10 people happy to say, yeah, okay, we'll hold you to it, mate, sort of thing. They seem happy to have someone come out and actually convince them a bit more about it. So, I think... Everyone is pretty much ready. Oh, you're going upstairs to the top box, aren't you, Chad?
Yes, I would like to go up to said top box.
Okay, so you're going up there. Okay, you're heading up there. Tinker, you're heading where?
Is there a pit area? Like, is this like NASCAR? And the chariot pull in to get their wheel fixed? Maybe give Alili a drink or something.
The chariot, it needs to. There is a place where they all gather beforehand. It's like a better term. It's like a display ring, like a horse event, basically. But
is there like a area where like the sponsors of chariots and things watch from, rather than the crowd?
There is. That's probably where Mick's headed to. So you want to get anywhere you can.
I'll be on like a lower level to Mick, because
okay,
engineers and that don't go in the top box.
Okay, so you're heading up to there, and you're heading there. Right, so that means Rain and Alili, you are with horse and with chariot heading into the arena. You're going down like a dusty path that leads through like a dark tunnel, and it opens up into the arena itself. You can see it's starting to get quite full. This makes the Owlbear Championship look small time. There's that many people starting to file in here. It's getting pretty busy. And there's the 20 carts. One person's already complaining that they've got bad steering. They begin to line up in the area before the race starts. Rain, roll me a charisma check, please.
Anything in particular?
Just charisma.
Okay. Wait, am I adding my charisma modifier on?
Yeah, go on, why not?
14 plus 2.
Okay, cool. No one knows you of anything apart from the guy who was basically suggesting to go bet on him outside earlier. Alili, can you do me a stealth check, please? Take 30 stealth check, please.
Okay. That is 13 plus 2.
15. Okay, so you are hidden from view. You are what Tinker did with a good enough job where no one can see you, at least at the moment, while the chariot is intact.
Crouching right, so. Tiger, hidden dragonborn.
That's been sitting there waiting to be used, and well done. Well done. Well done, Caitlin. Right, okay, so they begin to take their places and they get ready for the race to start, pretty much. Upstairs, Mick is in the basically the VIP box. And you see various other people. You see like elves. You see if you're the half orc as well, to be brutally honest. There's everyone there who is more than happy to share room with other people. You see a drow in there, which is unusual. But everyone seems in good spirits. These seem like these races are a friendly affair, usually. And then the door opens, and in walks Cruncher. He walks in, quite happy. He nods at Mick. He's like, I see you. And he's like, best of luck, but my man doesn't finish second usually. He's usually the winner by a country mile.
Well, I would love to know who. I apologize for interrupting you, Mr. Cruncher, but I'd love to know who your racer is. As a foreign man, I've never seen this amazing racer you have, and I would love to see it. And I'd also love to put a small bet down with you, if you'd like to entertain that.
Okay. Well, his name is Folger. Folger the Lightning. They call him because of how fast he is.
Interesting.
And what sort of ways are you talking about?
Well, you see, I always love having more chariot racers in my, traveling team. And what I would like to offer you is if my racer loses, I will gladly leave them here for you. And you can, have them. And I mean, I'm not saying they're your slave or anything like that, but I'll leave them here to run your race, which you have. But if you lose, sir, I would like to have Fulgore join my traveling company of chariot racers. Because what? I am that confident in my racer.
Right, so you want me to basically... You're basically like pink-slipping against each other, are you?
Fast and the Furious is the way I live, sir.
Very good.
One mile at a time.
Right. Well, I won't deny it's an intriguing possibility. But tell me, why would I risk my letting my second in command, who has been here for the last 5 years, why would I let this elf join you lot?
Well, because you see, the racer that I
have... You already have an elf.
I know. And it's a younger, more perfect model. But I need someone on my team to maybe help curb the attitude. So I'd like a veteran racer. But I'm willing to put up the next generation of power racer to win what I need.
Tell you what, sweeten the deal for me. Have you got anything valuable?
I guess I have a few things that could be considered valuable. What are you looking for, sir?
Well, between you and me, he looks around to make sure no one's listening. Between you and me, I'm looking for something like a mask.
Well, while I don't have anything on me currently, I do know of said ways that a mask could be procured. As in my travels, I have heard about masks being found.
Okay. Because I'm, as I said, I'm quite the collector of rare artifacts. And I would very much like something from my past back on a wall. Back where it belongs, as it were.
Well, sir, if you'll make the bet with me, I promise that if I lose, I will make sure you get what you want.
Okay. Okay. You have yourself a deal.
And I extend my hand once again.
He shakes your hand.
Fantastic. I cannot wait for this race.
Tinker, roll me an insight check, please.
Okay, yeah. 8.
You could hear some mumbling above you, but that's all you could hear. But you definitely heard
whippersnappers.
But you definitely heard Cruncher's voice.
Good to right. know.
Okay, so down at trackside, of course, as it were. Raina Lili, the race is about to begin. They're starting to be put into a line by various kobolds. And you see one in particular with the number 2 on it, scrawled into the side of it. You see an elf at the wheel. It's an elderly elf, as it were. At least in the late 300s, early 400s, I'd say. At which point I need Rain to roll me a wisdom perception check, and you've got to be at 5.
7.
Okay. It's not a horse that they've got at the front. Instead, they've got a unicorn.
Bastard!
This podcast is a Matt Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.